The Bird Show.
All right, so it's signs that he's going to be bad in bed before you even get him in bed. This may be the most important list we do today.
Yeah. Or in recent history, because you don't need to increase your numbers, right? I mean, ladies, you gotta keep the numbers low.
Do explain. So because you've explained before that there is a kind of a skank number, a mythical skank number in every woman's mind.
Yeah, everybody's different. You want to keep the numbers down. You don't want to go all the way there and deal with all of the things or adding a name to the list. You know, because we've all got the list, and we all know who's exactly on that list.
Right.
But if these warning signs happen beforehand, then you're saving yourself a number.
Don't waste your time. Yeah.
Don't you conveniently, like, if it's that bad, though, don't you conveniently forget to add it anyway? You're like, it was so bad, I'm not even going to add that one to my list.
Yeah.
Well, only if you don't remember the name, then it doesn't count.
Is that your rule?
I'm just kidding.
No name.
That means it wasn't memorable.
No number.
I'm just kidding. Kind of.
Here's how you can save yourself a ton of time. And maybe you guys could call up also, maybe even before I do this list, signs that you know he's going to be bad in bed before you get him in bed. 404-741-Q100. The first one is the most obvious, and that's the one if you can't dance.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that all the time.
I always look for that. If you don't have any kind of like rhythm, if you can't just go 1-2 to a beat, then you're not good.
I don't agree with that, because then you would never date a white guy. Really?
Not all white guys.
That explains why Wendy looks at me like she does
most
when I'm doing the fist pump.
Most white guys can't dance.
Turn on.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think that that's necessarily
true. There's white guys that can dance.
It's a select few.
Justin Timberlake, probably great in bed.
He's probably fantastic.
He's probably boring.
He can dance, all right.
Yeah, but see, I would think that Justin Timberlake would be all about himself if the doors were closed.
Just because he's such a big star?
Well, yeah. He'd be like, I don't have to impress you. I'm Justin Timberlake. I'm just going to lay there.
You sound like you've actually slept with Justin Timberlake.
I know.
That's how I would think he would be.
He's a crappy kisser.
Yes.
If he's a bad kisser in your book, too much tongue, not enough tongue, excessively bitey, or just not in sync with you, then blah, 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 blah. Sex is probably going to fall flat also.
You don't even get to sex if he's a bad kisser. You just don't see him anymore.
Yeah, but ladies, if he's a bad kisser, it's not going to get better.
So that's the first gateway right there.
Improve.
That's why when I kiss a girl, I just open my mouth as wide as possible and let her do whatever she wants. Because then it's like...
How very trout-like.
You've put women in there like a wad of chew before,
right.
Haven't you?
Right. Well, if they want to climb in. But that way, you know, you can't be bad because you're just, you know, you're giving it to them whatever they want.
That's sexy.
He just gave us a demonstration. That's nice.
Good
Melissa,
morning.
Stay back.
Danny, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. He's bad in bed if he talks about how good he is in bed.
Yes.
We've heard that one before.
Mm-hmm.
If he's constantly... Jen, we've worked with each other long enough to where I can tell where Jen has real life experience about something that comes on the air because of the face she makes.
I mean, she...
Well, we're talking about sex, so she's been making that face this entire break.
Like, I'm not going to ask her who, but immediately somebody came to mind for her.
Yeah, all of us have started looking at Jen just because she does have a reaction to every single one of these.
So if he talks about how great he is, generally not so great.
But I think that's with Jen's not going
to
say anything.
Looking at me.
I think that's with anything though. If somebody brags about being a great, you know, ball player, then you usually get them out on the field and they're, you know, it's like they have something to prove.
Exactly. Somebody who talks about how much money they have. They don't have money because people who's got money isn't talking about it.
Not bragging.
Well, I would think when it comes to talking about it too, there's that fine line. Like you want to, I would like to set the expectation low, but not so low that you're totally turned off to sleep with me, but low enough that if I'm average, you think I'm great.
Okay, I like your theory on that, yeah.
Setting the bar low, it's all psychological.
Okay.
Average equals great.
I'm the most mediocre lover you will ever love.
Save that.
Save it.
Because apparently that gets the women all hot. I ain't great, I'm just really kind of a little bit good.
And then he opens his mouth.
And then the trout dance.
Then there's the trout mouth.
Right before I unzip my
then
fly. Are you ready for slightly below average, ladies?
I knew you were.
This ain't going to be big. It's actually a little on the smaller side.
Save all of that.
Oh.
All of it.
Get a load of this.
If you got contacts, you may want to put them in. So how's that working? You guys all kind of turned on?
Totally turned me on.
Did you save those 3D glasses from Avatar?
You might need them right now.
How did you know it was blue?
If he is not carrying condoms, he might be bad in bed. If he doesn't have a condom on him, that probably means he's not getting a lot, and which could mean he's out of practice or he's off his game. So if he's not carrying condoms, he may be bad in bed.
Or, and this is, I don't do this now, but in college, I used to wear one all the time.
Do you want one right now?
Yeah, no, back in college.
Sure.
Yeah, because you never know when the moment's going to strike. So I would just put that thing on in the morning like it was socks. Which, by the way,
I don't want to think about these things.
Socks, left foot, right foot,
third leg, condom.
The tricky part of those at the end of the day, rolling it back up and put it in the little sleeve so it doesn't dry out.
Nasty.
And then your roommate uses it.
Because you're broken. Like, what is that smell? Wasted.
Dude, why did you use that when it was open? I've worn it.
He always interrupts you. A guy who interrupts doesn't let you finish a complete sentence or doesn't seem to be listening to you at all.
Yeah, that seems like a good indication.
Jeff, you're hitting on 5 of 10. They say he's not good in bed if he talks about his mom a lot. There's a fine line between a man who loves and respects his mom and one who reveres her so much that he never shuts up about her. If he has a framed photo on his bedside table of her, he's probably not going to be good in bed.
Who does that?
I don't think any guy has a framed photo of their mom next to
them. Guys that are really, really awful
table?
In bed.
On their nightstand?
I don't think so.
I've never even heard of that.
This one's obvious. If he smells. It says, doesn't matter if it's breath or body odor or funky smelling. If the dude smells in any way, shape, or form, he's going to be bad in bed.
Like, you know what? Cheesy.
Cheesy.
Cheesy beans.
I can't believe you two said that in unison.
We've been waiting to say it for 5 days. We've actually gotten off the air, and Bert's called me in the office and said, dude, I should have called you a cheesy peen at 6:45.
I had the perfect opportunity.
I totally forgot. I couldn't think of the second word.
And the last one is, he's going to be bad in bed if he says he never takes care of himself. Says it's irrelevant if he's lying or telling the truth, but both indicate a bizarre sexual issue that will take toll on your pleasure. So if he can't confess that he takes care of himself, then bye-bye.
Yeah, that would be weird. Because, I mean, what guy
doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, I would, that's the same with women to me. If you have an issue with that, then I think you're not going to be as good either.
All right, so what we learned here, again, Jeff, is you keep the bar set very low.
Yeah, keep it mediocre, guys.
And wear a condom 24/7.
Trout mouth! And stop talking about your mom.
The Bert Show.